Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Don't unbuckle those seatbelts. Pull them tight. Ellen Rohr is still here. She's a force. She's the plumber's wife. It's turned into a business makeover expert, and we're so happy about that. And so are many, now apparently millions of small businesses out there are happy about that. She's the author of Where Did the Money Go? You got to have this book. Also, Bare Bones Biz Plans and others. Ellen, I need your website again, please.
Go to WellsFargoWorks.com, WellsFargoWorks.com, and learn about the contest. You'll find me there, too. All and right. Then my website is BareBonesBiz.com.
All right. So we're talking about this makeover that you did for the Hundens, a family who owns a martial arts business in California.
Yep, right? San Francisco area.
And you went out there and helped them and helped them turn their business around. You said that they didn't understand the financial management of their company. You and I both know that this is classic. It is sadly classic on Main Street, isn't it?
Yes, and I always think if I had only learned it in sixth grade, you know, I didn't even learn it in business school.
Right.
And, I graduated at the top of my class, but I still didn't understand how to not only read and use financial reports, I made a mess of mine and I didn't know how to fix them.
Kids are graduating from college with entrepreneur degrees today who don't even know how to do a financial spreadsheet.
Yep, there's no judgment for them, only love, because I was in that same situation. So as you learn this, I want you to teach it. And one of my directives to the Hundens was to help their kids learn it. You know, they have 8 kids between them.
Mm-hmm.
They have a big modern family and lots of kids. And so one business, one family at a time, we can overcome this business illiteracy issue. And, boy, there's no bad thing that comes from that. But let me recap what you could do. So if you're listening and you think, hey, I want a business makeover, one is enter the contest. The contest goes through the end of the month. So do not neglect to go to WellsFargo.com and enter. And here are the steps. Like, if you wanted to start today to have a better life, it takes only an instant to change direction. And here are the exercises. You could do it on a weekend. You could do it on a day. But here are the exercises I went through with the Hundens. The first thing is to write an essay about your life if it were perfect. You know, so often people say, well, I don't want that. Well, what would you rather have? What is it that you do want? And to start to lay claim to what that would look like. And in that essay will be the seeds of your business plan, and of you moving in the direction of your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Then put together a mission statement. I love mission statements. My buddy, do you know Simon Sinek? I love him. He wrote a great book called Start With Why, and the mission statement is your purpose statement. Why are you doing this? Why does this business exist? There's got to be something that's going to get you out of bed in the morning. So to spend a little bit of time coming up with your business mission, and for James and DeAndre Hunden, it is all about the soul. Then put some goals together. So your goals for 2014, this is what I want to have by when. This is now just something to shoot for. Financial goals, size, you know, how many trucks you want to have, how many people, what markets you want to be in. Set some goals. Then put together your unique selling proposition. What is it about you that your customers would be interested in? And, Jim, you were talking about that when you said give your clients the words to describe the experience.
You have to help them. You have to train them.
Yes.
They want to help you with referrals, but they need help, and you need to remind them. And you need to remind them on a regular basis.
It's all about, Jeff Gennemer says, don't worry about making a sale, make a friend.
That's exactly right.
No, right?
I tell people, that's what I tell people when I call on new people, when I call on new prospects. I tell them I'm not looking for business. I'm looking for success and partners.
Yeah, your book, The Age of the Customer, is so relevant, and I know that's a key word for that. That's the mission of that book.
So, all right, we got about a minute left. Give us the takeaway from all this that you've been doing with this family. Are they on track? Are they moving? Are they self-sustained now?
They are, and everybody needs a hand, so I stay in touch with them. I mean, once you commit to someone as a mentor, I like to know that they're only going to be a phone call away. So reach out if you need help, but don't tolerate inertia. If in your life you've been doing the same thing for 10 years, it's time to shake things up. So see how fast you can change direction and get some new results. Make some new mistakes. That would be exciting.
Right, right. No, yeah. Don't be afraid to make some mistakes, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Because from there you'll get some evidence and then you can try something new. It's getting stuck that is the biggest boat anchor in your business.
Absolutely. Hey, Ellen, good job. Congratulations to the Hundens.
It's the Universal Martial Arts Academy.
Congratulations to them for getting you to help them. And I appreciate you doing this. Thanks for being here today. Keep up the good work.
Love to you. Thanks for having me on.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you can unbuckle your seatbelts now. Ellen Rohr is leaving the building. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.